Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from AUX Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol AUX, and on the OTC markets under the symbol AUXRF. I'm chatting with the CEO, Ian Slater. Now, Ian, following up on news that came out a couple days ago, Tuesday, February 23rd, some drill results. Now, we do need to preface this by saying these are historic holes that were never sampled by some of the past explorers at this Georgia project in the Golden Triangle. Some of these results, though, 24 grams per ton gold over 4.4 meters and almost 11 grams per ton gold over about 7 meters. These are some good results, and they actually end up in kind of the higher range in terms of grade and width when you multiply those together from a lot of the historic drilling. Now, you did include a summary of a lot of the drill core that has been sampled over the years and dating back through history. Give us a little bit more information, though, on the whole strategy of sampling this historic drill core, please.
Sure. Well, thanks, Corey. I think that there's two things, really. So one is obviously increasing the width of these intercepts is key for the project. So historically, what they would do is they would just take the obvious high-grade quartz vein, sample that, and leave the rest of the core at site. It was sitting there for 30 years. So when we sampled this historic core, we found that the shoulders were mineralized. So this one headline hole of 4.4 meters of 24 grams, historically, that was 2 meters of 42 grams, and they didn't sample the shoulders. And then we have 1 meter of 24 grams on the shoulders, which is amazing. And that makes a huge difference, right? When we're talking about mining widths, 2 meters versus 4.4 meters is huge. And then the other headline hole, it's even bigger. Historically, it was a meter of 58 grams, and there was 6 meters around it that was mineralized. So now, you know, 7 meters of 10 grams is a lot easier to mine than 1 meter. So that's exciting. And then just the relogging of this core by our team and really understanding some of the controls on the mineralization, that's almost as important as these great intercepts.
Yeah, don't get me wrong, though. These intercepts are good to see. So that is impressive to be able to extend some of these widths of what you thought was already underground. Has this changed any of your attack strategy then for the upcoming drill program?
Oh yeah, it made the project a lot more interesting. So all of this drilling is to the north of the historic Georgie River mine, which was mined by the Guggenheim family in the 1930s, and they were mining about an ounce material out of that. So all of this drilling is north of that, but it's also open to the south, and there's been no drilling down there. So we're definitely going to explore to the south. And another thing that we got from the 2020 drill program, which those results we released a couple weeks ago, and they were great as well. We had 2 meters of 62 grams and 4 meters of 69 grams. But some of those holes were longer than had ever been drilled before. And they captured another parallel vein to the east that had never been drilled. So that's exciting as well. And we definitely need to explore that. And, you know, if you have a parallel vein here, that can, you know, we could double the resource, right? So that's very exciting to explore next year.
Okay, so I'm looking at figure one within this news release. I will also post this figure below this interview. But break down from all this historic drilling and all the results that you have now, where the next targets are going to be for the drill program.
Well, one is the one I just mentioned, and there it says potential new zone. So that's that longer drill hole that hit another vein over there. So that's very interesting to explore because we had no idea there was another vein over there. And then the other one is, it's off of this map, but the old Georgia River mine is just to the south here, and we need to explore south of that mine as well. So there's a few different targets that we need to do. And also, too, all of this drilling is pretty shallow, so we can explore it at depth as well.
So then is the strategy this year to just continue to step out and look for some of these new discoveries, not necessarily move towards a resource, but just see what the potential is in terms of new discoveries where drilling hasn't really occurred before?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we don't want to do a resource too early in the process. That we really need to step out and make this bigger. There is an historic resource on the Georgia River mine itself that's not been mined yet. That's over 200,000 ounces of an ounce material. So that's just to the south of the map that we're highlighting in the press release.
Now, what are some more of the information or some more details that you can give us on the drill program that will happen at this Georgia project?
Well, we really just got all of these results in. So the guys are going to spend the next couple months designing the exact drill program. But for sure, it'll be stepping out to the south and to the east of that potential new zone.
Okay. Let's also talk about some of the other results that are in the assay labs that you're expecting. What can investors expect about future results coming out of AUX?
Sure. Well, you know, AUX has half a dozen projects. This is just one of them. They're all in the Stewart camp, but we have an enormous area of just north of Stewart. And there's one project that were there that we bought last summer called Silver Crown. And Mountain Boy was drilling right on the eastern border of Silver Crown, and Ascot and Pretium were drilling right on the western border of it. And it really looks like we're all onto a silver district there. We mapped and sampled silver veins outcropping for 1.5 kilometers on our property last year. We channel sampled them with a rock saw every 40 meters or so, and we just got those results back. So the guys are drafting the press release right now for release early next week. So that could be really exciting. Visually, when we did this work, it was clearly sphalerite and galena, and you know, often those carry really high grades. And I know the other companies drilling around there, their results are coming out soon, and they're excited as well. So that's going to be a great project for us next year. We're currently drill permitting that, and we'll be drilling it next summer. So we'll have two drill programs next summer at Georgia and at Silver Crown.
Now, when you say next summer, do you mean this year, 2021?
Yeah, sure. I mean, in a couple months, yeah.
Okay, so two drill programs. We still don't have all the details on those drill programs, but sounds like those are in the works. When do you need to get kind of the drill program settled and the contract signed with the drillers to be on site when you can, more or less as early as you can?
Well, we've already locked up the pad builders and the drillers and the geological companies, because it's going to be a really busy summer in the Golden Triangle. And, you know, if you don't have rigs booked already, you're not going to get them. So yeah, we've got that all already tied up.
Okay. And then in the next couple months, we'll get some more details on the drill program then. That's fair to say?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so we've got the drill locked in. We've already got financed, so we're really good to go.
So you are ready to go. Let's talk about that financing then, because it was another press release that came out at the beginning of this week that announced the closing of a private placement with Eric Sprott. Eric Sprott invested $2 million, plus there's another $500,000 that was invested from a larger shareholder in the company. So a total of $2.5 million raised. What does that leave you for cash in the bank to get these drill programs going?
We've got $4 million now. So that's enough. That's more than we spent last summer on the drill program. So that's enough. it's great that Eric came in. You know, he really loves the Golden Triangle, and he loves high grade like this. So it wasn't too surprising when we got the phone call. And he's also invested in some of the other companies we're involved in as well. He's invested in an outcrop, a silver project in Colombia, and with Scotty Resources, which is just down the road from AUX.
So one thing that Eric has been really investing in is a lot of silver companies, but AUX has this balance of silver and gold exploration. How can you, I guess, clarify the strategy for everyone listening, what the company is going to be focused on in terms of balancing out gold and silver exploration?
Well, both of these projects are gold and silver. You know, I think if you look at the Georgia River results, you know, there's a silver column in there too. Clearly, the economics are mostly gold here. And at Silver Crown, I think it's going to be the other way around, where the economics are more silver. But all of our projects in Stewart are both gold and silver.
Okay. Well, Ian, we'll wrap it up there. If anybody has any follow-up questions regarding these results or any of the work that is planned, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. But it does sound like I will be following up with you next week, Ian, as we do get those Silver Crown results. So I'll chat with you next week. In the meantime, have a great rest of your week, and thank you for the update.
Look forward to it. Thanks.